Hello, Robert Morris University. Welcome to a brand new season of Pittsburgh's Newest with Ryan and Charles.
Ah, yeah, woo, yeah, let's go.
Oh, thank you, fans. Please calm down. I know there's so many of you with the glass.
Yeah.
I throw you for a loop there? Were you really confused? Like, did you actually think I was 30 people?
No, I didn't.
Oh, dang. And I thought my acting career was going to take off.
We are back after debuting our show from last semester.
Wait, that was the debut? I thought you had the show for a while, man.
No, last semester was the start of it.
Oh, cool. Looks how much I'm filled in. Way to be a good producer. I'm kidding. Fine.
This is our new time. Last semester we said 2 o'clock, but that's likely to be pushed back to about 2:15 because I am in class before this. So
and Ryan can't do hurry things. You know what? This is the thing, right? I feel like you're a turtle right now. Turtles, they're cool, right? But I feel like you need a little speeder. Get to become like the jackrabbit or something.
Yeah. I'll figure it out.
All right, yeah. But so what kind of turtle would you be?
There's different.
Yes, there's different turtles, man. There's Galapagos turtles. Well, I guess those are tortoises. You're right. Okay, so there's a difference between a turtle and a tortoise. Here, how about this? Would you live in the ocean or the river if you were a turtle or tortoise?
Ocean, because I have a lot more space to move around.
I like your thinking. You don't see the same thing every day. Plus, it's cleaner. Well, yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
So, also, this new season, we have sponsors. Oh, my God, right?
Yeah.
So, this week's episode is sponsored by oranges. All right, you got to get your vitamin C, and you got to look pretty as well. I don't know how oranges make you look pretty, but, you know, get a little blast of Keller in your life, and everything will be that much better. So, oranges, eat them up. Go buy them. Get some vitamin C.
Yep.
Winter blues, because I just noticed how pale I got over the break. Like, look at this. This is ridiculous. I always say you could white balance off my skin, but this is like almost translucent.
Yeah, even though we're on the rail and nobody can see your skin, Charles's skin.
But I was gonna say you can back me up on this, right?
Yeah, Charles's skin is pretty pale.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
One day, hopefully, I'll be a ghost.
Maybe. So just wait till the summer till you get a tan.
Look at me. I don't tan, okay? If you're this pale, you can't tan. I burn, man. last summer I got tan on my neck, which was really weird. But that's because my neck burned so often. It was probably just like, you know what? I'm gonna just be brown now. It was like, I mean, okay, neck, you do that. I think it was just one giant freckle, though.
Yeah,
one giant freckle on my neck. That's how that worked. So, but anyway, talking of break and stuff, how was yours, man? You get any cool movie offers again? Or, you know...
That's right. Before a break, we had a little drama. Charles found out I received a movie offer, which I did not take because I needed to focus on my career.
Like an idiot. That could have been the start of your career, man. We're not going to have this discussion again, but still.
Actually, I told you it was last summer. It was actually last March.
See? This is what I'm talking about. Oh, my career. You could have had an acting career, man. All right. Who doesn't want to be an actor? Everyone deep down inside wants to be an actor. But anyway, anything cool, though, happen over?
Well, I spent 3 weeks at Giant Eagle near my house pushing carts for out in the freezing cold in those bitter temperatures, man.
Wow, that sounded brutal, man, the way you put that. Those bitter temperatures. You could be a weatherman.
It was horrible.
I mean, hey, I don't disagree with you. I wasn't outside too much, though. So
I can't tell you how many times I had a close encounter with a car.
Yeah. I mean, did you always have a cart in front of you at least? So, like, if they would hit you, they at least get a nice scratch on the car?
Yeah. Nobody hit me, thank God, but...
Well, drats.
Yeah. I remember this one time. I was working a night shift.
Uh-huh.
All right. And then I was bringing in some cars. This car that was right in front of me stopped.
Uh-huh.
And I was waiting behind them to see what they were doing.
As you do.
Yep. And then for some reason, the person that was in front of me just starts backing up without even bothering to look.
I mean, I'm sure. What about this? All right, conspiracy theory, right? They looked, but they were like, I'm going to hit him.
I don't know about that, but I was definitely a little bit offended. It's like
I would be too, yes. If a car almost hits me, I'd be like, listen, man, I mean, you're cool and all, but I might have to key your car later. If I ever see you in this parking lot again, there might be a cart through your windshield. I'm not saying there will be, but there might.
Yeah, and also, I was crossing the street. I was like halfway across the street when this car just starts driving. It really legitimately almost ran me over. And it really didn't even bother to look until he slammed on his brakes.
Well, at least he looked then. I'm glad you're alive, man. The shopping cart game is rough. And you may be wondering, oh, how does this relate to Pittsburgh? It's because Giant Eagle's more of a local branch of supermarkets, so boom. Anyway, though.
But in other news, on my last shift there, I received an internship offer from the Washington Wild Things to be one of their production interns, which I gladly accepted. And I am starting that in May. And because of the internship offer that I took, I resigned from Giant Eagle. That was probably the best feeling ever of during my winter break.
Woo. Sorry, I was waiting to be your hype man.
I appreciate the backup.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm always here. I'm always that guy in the background who's like, yeah, get him. Woo, yeah. Speaking of that, though, all right, now listen, I was watching this documentary last night, right? And I feel like we need radio names.
Radio names, huh? Yeah. All right, what's your radio name?
See, I know that we were watching Dope, right, which is a documentary about drugs. But last night, my nickname became, what was it? Socket.
Socket.
Socket. No, S-O-C-K-E-T. See,
oh,
I think
oh,
that's
Socket.
A, yeah. And as a drug name, like as either like a drug dealer and or pusher, I don't feel like that's a good name. I feel like it's more of a techie thing. So I feel like Socket would be a pretty cool name for like a radio. So I'm feeling Socket. What about you? What do you think your radio name would be? Socket and Plug.
All right, yeah. Socket and Plug is my radio name.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. No, no, you can't take two names. Socket is my name. No, your name would be all right, Plug.
All right, you're Socket, I'm Plug.
Yeah, Socket and Plug.
All right.
Today with Pittsburgh's newest. Boom.
Yep.
We're just like any home appliance store. So go to Home Depot, you can find us. Go to Ace Hardware, you can find us.
All
right. Go to buy your oranges at Giant Eagle, you can find us.
Yeah.
Socket and Plug are everywhere, man. We know all, except not really, because we just look at the news the night before and then we give you that. Oh, no, I gave our secret away.
No.
But speaking of news and everything in Pittsburgh, there's been huge news, at least to a lot of people. I mean, me personally, I could care less. But Gerrit Cole and Andrew McCutchen have been traded away. Now, Ryan, you're the sports person. Where have they been traded to? I have no clue.
Gerrit Cole got traded to the World Series champion Houston Astros.
Oh, man, they got a whole title. Jesus.
Yeah, and Andrew McCutchen got traded to the San Francisco Giants.
Huh. That's pretty cool. They get to experience the world a little bit more, I guess. Or the country, not the world. But
yeah. Yeah, the Houston Astros are planning on trying to make it a two-peat. Sort of like the Pittsburgh Penguins in their two-peat.
Yeah, which, oh, by the way, there's just a sidebar right here. Pittsburgh Penguins lost last night after a four-game winning streak. It's sad, but, you know, they got the confidence.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was... like I think I was like half asleep when that game was going on, so
yeah, it was a pretty late game, but whatever.
Yeah, so I didn't really stay up to watch it, so
that's okay. Everybody has their bedtimes.
Yeah.
Mine's 2 a.m because respect for sleep. I know I need it, but
I know, like, my sleep schedule is like totally screwed up right now because of me working early shifts over my holiday vacation. I keep waking up in the middle of the night at like 5 a.m
That is sad.
Yeah.
I keep waking up, though, too, like in the middle of the night. I had nothing to do over the break. Like, I usually stayed up till like 2, 3 a.m. But it sucks, though, because I'm waking around like 8 now, which I know, not as early as you, but it's weird because I have nothing to do at 8.
Yeah. Like, I can usually go back to sleep afterwards, but I've just been waking up early for no reason. And it's like, please let me sleep.
You know what you do?
What?
Bunch of melatonin.
Melatonin?
Yes. It's like a natural supplement to go to sleep. Don't OD on it, but like take one. It helps.
I mean, my mom's a nurse, so I'd have to consult her about that.
It's okay, dude. It's a vitamin. I'm not trying to kill you or anything.
Vitamin. Okay,
yes,
okay.
It's like a vitamin. It's not like, hey, this is over the counter prescription. Let me get some like ibuprofen, mix it together, make meth. No, that's not what I'm talking here.
All right, I had this like this big jar of vitamins at my house that I can bring here. So.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like on the show, and I was like, what are we gonna have like a share and tell session?
No.
Wow, Jesus, that makes it seem like you have some sort of weird drugs, man. I'm not going to push, but my God. But anyway, back to this Andrew McCutchen and Gerrit Cole trade. Do you think it was a good idea?
For the Gerrit Cole trade, personally, I don't really want to see Gerrit Cole leave, but I do know that the trade makes sense. Well, for one, Gerrit Cole is a Scott Boras client, which Scott Boras is very hard to negotiate with.
Uh-huh.
All right? And Pirates are... not exactly in the best shape to contend right now. So being traded to the Houston Astros, the defending champs, that's actually pretty worth it.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a player, I'd do it. you know, you go to a team that just won a championship, you're at least going to have a winning season. You're going to feel good, especially after, like, however long he has been with the Pirates, which I don't know.
Since 2000. Oh, he got drafted in 2011, so.
Okay, so cool. So he wasn't. No, he was in there during the winning season then, at least. They got to the wild card spot, right?
Yeah. He debuted in 2013.
So. Oh, okay. Either way, he'll be on a winning team. That's awesome.
Yeah. And for the Andrew McCutchen trade, I think that's a bad one.
Why?
Well, for one thing, Andrew McCutchen's the face of the Pirates franchise.
Yeah, well, you can get another face.
Yeah, well, I realize the
what if you were the face of this? Okay, I'll pose this question later.
All right. Well, yeah, I realize that he's in the last year of his contract, but it's like literally like why would, just let him play his contract out in Pittsburgh and then sign him if you want him back, or let him slide if you don't want him back.
I didn't know that. as that portion, but do we know what we got for him? Or do you know? I don't know. I'm sure we know.
A pitcher, and I believe it's a minor leaguer. I forget the position of the minor leaguer, though.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty good. I feel like that's a good trade. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a baseball thing. The only thing I have is that the Pirates need to rebuild. Of course, all my information is coming from other sources because I know nothing about sports. But so need to rebuild. So you get rid of some good players, get some better picks, even though apparently they haven't been trading too well because the GM can't close deals very well. But once you get your better deals, and eventually, you know, 20 years down the line, we'll be a good team again.
Yeah, 20 years when we're in our late 30s, early 40s.
Hey, man, that's okay. You know why? Because I don't watch baseball. So that's not too terrible for me.
Don't worry, I have other sports on my mind too. So.
Yeah, what other sports?
More hockey than football, but I still watch both sports to an extent. So
okay, right. I mean that's cool. Yeah, you can't watch football anymore though.
Yeah, because the season's over.
Gosh darn Jags! Ha ha. see what I did there? I used Pittsburgh lingo to make fun of them. Ah, I'm so hysterical. Thank you. I'll be leaving now.
And actually, the next thing that was planned is the Steelers loss. Charles, did you see that game?
The loss?
Yeah, the one against the Jaguars.
Yes. Trust me, I was a room full of Pittsburghers who just...
You were at the stadium?
I wasn't at the stadium, no. God, no. Do you think I have money? Look at me. I'm on a radio show.
What did you think of it?
I mean, dude, I'm not an analysis. Let me give you my analysis answer. Oh, God, I reached way too far into the mic. What I think about the Steeler game is that they really let it go there in the end, but they had a chance throughout. They targeted Brown way too much, right? They got to remember they got other people, like Juju, of course. He really came out of his shell in that New England game, had that 80-yard return, reception, not return. They let it go. They should have kicked the field goal at 21 seconds, one for the onside kick, but they didn't, like a bunch of fools. And as Mike Shuley would say, Mike Tomlin, worst time management coach ever. End statement.
All right. All right. And now, going back earlier, we were talking about sponsors, in which we never finished that list.
Wait, whoa, no, dude. Yeah. Dude, I acquired sponsors for each week. Oranges are our sponsor for this week.
All right.
God, don't be selling out so early, man.
Sorry.
You know how hard it was to get these people? So I had to travel to, like, some mythical worlds, man.
Yeah.
It was a hard process.
We'll list sponsors 1 week at a time. All right.
Dude, I wrote it in there. I said one a week.
Well, okay.
God, you didn't call yourself.
I'm sorry. I'm coming here from class, man, and I have to hurry.
You call yourself a comm major.
Oh, wow. Wow, way to take some hits.
Thanks, man. I like to throw them daggers. So here, though, question that I was posing before. What franchise would you want to be the face of?
Which sport? Baseball?
Let's just go Pittsburgh teams, and then we'll like specify if we want to sports in general, like which one. But like a Pittsburgh team, which face of the franchise would you want to?
All right, probably the Pirates, because baseball is my gig, and my dream job is to be a baseball announcer, which I'm currently working towards. So, pitching is something I have a good knowledge about, but I also prefer to be an infielder. All right. So
but if you had to be the face, which position would you play?
Probably shortstop.
Shortstop?
Yeah.
Okay. How good are you at shortstop?
Yep. Shortstop. It's up the middle, and it's not as intimidating as being in the outfield because you can lose the ball in the sun pretty easily out there.
Oh, okay. I thought your sense would go, it's not as intimidating as being in the outfield because, you know, you can lose the ball and it wouldn't be your fault. And I was like, yes, no, Ryan, it would be your fault. But okay, yeah, no. It is nice because, I mean, especially in pretty much every stadium, you have that nice sun block. So that is good.
Yeah. Well, some stadiums have roofs over them, so.
Would you play in a stadium with a roof?
Pittsburgh doesn't, but.
Well, I know, but would you?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah? No, I feel like it's so, like, enclosing. Like, you look up and it's just the same every time. I feel like I don't know, the boredom, I guess, of not being able to see something different every night or every day.
Yeah, well, I mean, depends on what the stadium operations say, so.
Okay, cool. I mean, I'm just curious on what your preference is, but if you like indoor stadiums, all right. Ooh, what about this? All right, now I know this will be really distracting, right? But inside a stadium, you know, I probably already do this. Laser light show during the game up top. Well, not like a whole, like, show, but, like, it looks like there's stars on the, like, dome of the building. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be, like, phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm glad I convinced you so easily.
Yeah. Yeah, this, my life is, like, this guy have had that pursuit of passion, adventure, and excitement, man.
I'm sorry, is that your pitch to become a shortstop? What was that?
No, that was...
Is that just, like, your motto for life? Or, like, are we traveling somewhere? Oh, my God, did you get a budget? Do we have a budget?
No, we do not have a budget.
Darn, okay. No, that's just the motto for life, then?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because that kind of came out of nowhere, and I was very, like, very befuddled.
All right. Anyways, moving on. There are some upcoming concerts here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, there are. Good, Ryan. Tell me who they are.
All right. One of them is...
Let's go one at a time here.
Less than a week away. One on January 24th at Stage AE. Jacob Sartorius.
Do you know who he is?
No idea.
Dude, come on. We've been over... If you're gonna put something on, you got to have something about him.
I know.
All right. Well, Jacob Sartorius. Let's take our guesses then. What kind of music do you think he plays?
My guess would be either pop or country.
All right. Cool. Let's see. All right, we're going to have a little bit of a... Oh, God, what? Who is this? What? He's like 5? Who? What? Jacob Sartorius? Dude, that's an actor, isn't it?
Well, I was looking at...
Oh, no, singer Jacob Sartorius. Okay, no, you're right. Yeah. Okay, so Rolf Jacob Sartorius, American child singer. There we go. And internet personality. So he has a personality on the internet, much like ourselves, which, I mean, that's debatable. He's very well known for his lip syncing, and he's in the Hot 100 charts of the United States and Canada. This doesn't really help. I assume that he's like a Justin Bieber-esque, so pop, I would assume.
Yeah.
Is who he is. So would you go to that concert a week away, Stage AE, child singer?
If I had the money, probably.
Really? Were you a big JB fan?
JB.
That's, you know, Justin Bieber.
No, I would not go to a Justin Bieber concert.
No, really?
No.
Not like currently either?
No.
No? Yeah. Oh, okay, but you go to this one.
Yeah, I go to the Jacob Sartorius concert.
Okay, I mean, they seem like the same person in their early days. I mean, I'm just saying.
If I had the money, which I do not, sadly. Yeah. So.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, hey, man, I'm just saying. I mean, Justin Bieber nowadays, he's got some pretty good hits.
Yeah, and the next concert is for Lana Del Rey. At the Bryce Jordan Center at University Park on January 26th. So if you're a fan of Lana Del Rey, make your way towards Penn State.
All right, cool. Again, next one. You know who Lana Del Rey is?
I'm sorry, man. I don't.
Golly gosh, John. See, now I thought I did too. Like, I didn't know her. I do not know her. I've heard the name. I have never listened. Oh, no, Summertime Sadness. Okay, so she's one of those, like, a old-time Taylor Tete, like, deal. She's got those acoustics type songs. Dang it, I thought she was a different person. Anyway, but Point State Park is what you said? Not Point State Park, sorry.
Head up to Penn State. Yeah.
Penn State, all right, so State College. Would you go to the Lana Del Rey concert?
Probably not.
No, why?
Well, for one thing, it's a couple hours away, and I don't have a car. And
all right, that's fair. Let's say you did have a car, though.
Probably not.
No?
No.
Why? I'm just curious. I mean,
probably think it. Well, this wouldn't really appeal to me.
Okay. Hey, that's fair. I mean, I know I've probably asked you this before. What kind of music does appeal to you?
Let's see.
I'm just talking like genres. If you want to give specific bands and/or personalities, you can.
Pop, some metal, rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like the heavy stuff.
And yet you'd go to a Jacob Sartorius concert.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's pop, but I mean, that's...
Oh, I also... Here, have you ever heard of the band A Day to Remember?
Yes, I've heard of A Day to Remember.
Yes, I would definitely go... they're one of my favorite metal/rock group.
Okay.
Yeah, so... And they're actually coming to Pittsburgh in early March, I think.
Ooh. going?
If I can find the money, yeah, I could try.
Let's figure it out here, dude. You can find the money.
Yeah. If I can find the money, I'll try to put something together.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was terrible on my part. I'm so sorry.
All right. And this last concert, Chase Rice at Stage AE on February 3rd. Charles, you like Chase Rice? Do you know who he is?
Dude, I didn't write this list. Sorry. I didn't write this list. Of course, I don't know who Chase Rice is. I've heard the name. Chase Rice, I do believe Rice is a country singer, I think. Yeah. Do you know who Chase Rice is?
I've heard of him. I just don't really listen to his music.
Okay, so what would you say? What is he? Is he a country singer, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say he's a country singer.
Yes, American singer-songwriter. I mean, he has a backwards hat. He looks like a real country boy. So I'd say, I mean, he's a very pretty man, too. I mean,
pretty?
I'm just looking at a couple of these pictures. Yes, he's a very pretty man. I'm sorry. Those country singers are very pretty. God.
All right.
Jeez, man. What are you going to do? Fuck. But anyway, so all right, so Chase Rice. Yes, you're not a country fan, so you wouldn't see it?
Depends on what the I have to sample some of his music first before I go making a decision like that. But depending on what his style is like, I'd probably go see him.
Okay. Again, though, you haven't sampled any of Jacob's notorious music, and you would still go to that. I'm just saying, man. You're going like in every single direction. I don't know. Really.
I know. I make some very questionable decisions, man.
Hey, man, that's fine. You know, if you didn't make questionable decisions in life, it would be boring.
Yeah.
There you go. So, but speaking of all of these concerts, right, some music. Are you a fan of musicals?
Depends on what the musical is.
Wrong. Wait, okay, maybe. But anyway, so Wicked is coming to the Benham Center January 24th through February 11th. That is phenomenal. Have you ever seen Wicked?
No, I have not.
Oh, my God. Have you ever seen Wizard of Oz? If you haven't seen Wizard of Oz. I mean,
I have seen the Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say, this really shouldn't be a question. Okay, but anyway, so it's the extension or the prequel to the Wizard of Oz, which is a, like I said, phenomenal show. I saw it on Broadway, so that might be why I'm a little bit biased. But it follows the Wicked Witch, and it's pretty awesome.
All right.
It says how she like came up through school and how she became the Wicked Witch, and like how Glinda the Good Witch became Glinda the Good Witch. It's a fun play, and it's a very effect like esque thing. So like, do you like stage magic?
Yeah, I like stage magic.
Yeah, it's something like that. So like, it's not as intense, of course, as a magic show, but there's also like those effects in there. So, but it's coming to the Benham Center, dude. And the Wicked, oh my God! Like, if you've seen Times Square,
yeah,
it always has an advertisement in Times Square, so you know it's good.
Yeah, there's literally like everywhere.
It's one ad, but okay. Yeah. It's still awesome though, and I love musicals. I love plays, and Wicked is just phenomenal in my opinion.
Are you gonna go see that?
No. Because it's in Pittsburgh. I mean, if I could, I would definitely see it. But I'm probably not, because in Pittsburgh, not going to go into Pittsburgh for this. And I know I've been to the Benham Center before, and even the nosebleeds are really expensive.
Yeah.
However, though, if you're a big musical buff and you do like Wicked and you are in the Pittsburgh area, go down, see it. It's downtown Pittsburgh, Benham Center.
You have between January 24th and February 11th.
That's a lot of time, man.
Yeah, so you have about 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, so if you really want to see Wicked, you have 3 weeks to see it, starting on January 24th. All right.
Ooh, wait, real quick, before we go to the next topic.
What?
What musical would you see? Like, would you pay money to see?
Like,
do you know any musical? Like, what's your favorite musical? I'm going to take, like, that retractive, like, pay money to see. Like, what's your favorite musical?
Can it be holiday themed?
Yeah.
All right. Probably A Christmas Story.
That's pretty solid. I like that one. Is A Christmas Story musical, though? I think it says more like a play. Wait, A Christmas Story. Which one is that? Is that one with Scrooge?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's more of a play. But still, it's on stage, so I accept that answer. All
right.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah. All right.
I quite
and
enjoy the Phantom of the Opera. Right. You ever seen Family Opera?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, the musical score for Phantom of the Opera. Like, you like harder stuff.
Yeah.
It's great. Like, imagine, have you heard Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so imagine that, like, orchestra-wise, but more, not as, like, holiday-themed, it's more just, like, hard orchestra. It's phenomenal. You should really look up some Phantom of the Opera sound tracks. And if any time you ever need to listen to anything, look up show tunes. I know, I keep cutting you off because, dude, we still have some time. We don't need to go to this last topic. It's okay.
All right,
now we can go to the last topic.
All right. Any of those interested in being active for Groundhog's Day, Groundhog Phil is coming to Threadbare.
Where's Threadbare?
I honestly, God, don't know. I did not look it up on the map, but it is.
You know, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
I'm sorry, man. I really wrote this up like late last night. Look, I was tired, man.
I'm not going to give you poop because, again, I didn't write anything, so I do appreciate it very much. But, come on. I mean, at least you put the link there. So, yeah. Where is...
1291 Spring Garden Avenue in Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a place.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm so sorry. It's just I thought it was like a county or something. And I was like, come on.
Oh, no.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, it's a place. I have no clue where Threadbare is. Okay, but it's in downtown Pittsburgh, you said?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. And just so happens that it's happening just a couple of days before I turn 20, or a couple of days after I turn 20.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to be going to it? Probably
not.
20th birthday, or?
Probably not. Because I'm not really big on Groundhog's Day, but I am actually turning 20 that weekend, or the couple of days before that event happens, so.
Yeah?
Yep. Right. Yep. February 1st, I turn 20, so.
Cool. Everybody, February 1st, we need to have a huge birthday bash for Ryan. It has to be borderline Floribama Shore Amy Appreciation Day. If anyone gets that reference, you're despicable just like me for watching Floribama Shore.
All right.
What is the actually? We have something pretty cool happening actually close by. Now, I'm not exactly positive because I can't see which place it is, but Trump is coming to Pittsburgh.
Actually here in Coriopolis.
That's the one. I knew it was something with a C. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, he's very nearby.
Very nearby, yeah. So that's pretty cool. I mean, love him, hate him. President's in Pittsburgh. It's pretty awesome that we're cool enough to have the president come sometimes.
Yeah, he's here in Coriopolis, but do you know where exactly in Coriopolis he's at?
Dude, I don't know exactly where in Coriopolis. He's staying at the Marriott. I don't know. It's like a Secret Service. Like, are you asking like where he's going to be speaking? Because I have no news. Like, I looked up Trump comes to Pittsburgh, and then I looked at the news station, and there's really nothing. There's, like, CBS Pittsburgh, and then, like, Rebecca Ballas, and there's a bunch of people, like, tweeting about it. I have no clue.
Actually, a couple of our RMU Century Media members are there.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, Malik's there.
And so is Gage Golding.
Oh, that's why. Okay. All right, cool. Because you said, like, presidential coverage, and I was like, wait a minute, what presidential coverage? But then, like, yeah, Shayla told me yesterday, or today, something like that. So I should have known.
I'm glad
you're up to date on the whole news cycle, you know, being a writer and all in the Century. You're so cool, man.
I'm very passionate about my career, so.
I'm glad you're very passionate about your career. Last thing, right?
Yep.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
No. Okay, so what is going to destroy Pittsburgh? Giant monsters. Which one?
What's going to destroy Pittsburgh? Giant monsters?
I'm saying Godzilla.
All right, yeah, Godzilla.
No, come on, you can't just agree with me. Come on, man.
All right.
Like, I know it's a good answer, but, like, come on, what else do you think? Like, you can have Godzilla show. I mean, I don't want to come up with another one. I want to see your creative side here.
What's that movie where Gorilla climbs the Empire State Building?
I don't think I can be on the show with him. Dude, it's King Kong. Yeah. Seriously?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry, man.
Again, not angry at this point. Dude, really? You've seen King Kong, right?
Yes.
But you don't remember?
It was a long time ago, man.
Come on. I mean, I guess I'll forgive you, but all right, so you think King Kong?
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, if he gets down there, you probably like slap a couple buildings around. I've learned anything about gorilla slapping, it's a pretty powerful move, and for no reason, usually. But okay, so you good now? You got your antsiness out? Because, like, I can see you really want to end the show, but I need to do one more thing, right? We need to thank our sponsor one more time, Oranges. You know, it's cold out there. You don't want to go outside too often to see the sun, mostly either because you're an indoor person or you just hate nature. So eat your oranges, get your vitamin C, and, you know, be happy with life. I think it's vitamin C, right? Is that what oranges come from? Or is it vitamin D?
It's vitamin C in oranges.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, cool. Oh, also because, you know, you're fighting the cold this season, so oranges help.
Yeah.
So go out to your local, wherever you get oranges from, pick them from a tree. I don't know. You're in Pittsburgh, though, so I don't think you can pick an orange from a tree. But if you can, my God, go pick that orange and have a beautiful time with an orange. Peel it good. And, you know, how do you prefer your oranges? Juiced, whole, or like in something?
Juiced.
I prefer them whole. Mm. So there. Thank you again, Oranges, for sponsoring the episode this week.
Yep. We are going to end here. Be sure to tune in next week. As for whether it's going to be remaining at 2 o'clock or being pushed back to 2:15, still remains to be seen. But we hope you tune in next week, and we'll talk to you all then. All right, bye.
Toodaloo.